there are attitude problem here. You as a receiver should be tentative and humble, because that's what qualifies you to receive, because they don't ask you anything. But to give you something, you should be qualified, because that goodness shouldn't go to waste. Therefore, when you are attentive, you are fidel, and you show that this information is not passed on, is working in you, you should become better, because this is the goal. The rest are the different ways we try. We know these things could come just like that. Miracle, yes. Yeah.
Fix thy heart on thy first home. Hold fast to the first door where thou didst eat bones, and fulfill thy obligation. Do not leave that. They keep biting him, that from a sense of duty he may go thither and be prospered by his first abode.
You see, here there is no good advisor, there is no wise man. There are all the dogs around. They even can tell you that if you want to do something good, you should stick to it. Yes?
They bite him, saying, O naughty dog, be gone. Do not become an enemy to thy benefactor. Be attached, like the door ring, to that same door. Keep watch and be nimble and ready to spring. Do not be the type of our breaking faith. Do not recklessly make disloyalty notorious. Since fidelity is the badge by which the dogs are known, be gone and do not bring opprobrium and ill fame upon the dogs. Inasmuch as unfaithfulness has been a disgrace to dogs, how shouldst thou deem it right to show unfaithfulness? The high God hath boasted of faithfulness. He hath said, who but I am most faithful in keeping a promise? Know that faithfulness with rejection of God is unfaithfulness. No one hath precedence over God's rights.
Who's talking now? The dogs were talking, and Rumi would come in a very special way. Did you notice something happened here? First of all, he said, okay, when the dogs, they ask for fidelity, how dare you not to be fidel? First. And suddenly, Haq Ta'ala, Almighty, and the word is Haq, remember, because he's talking about just and justice, because it's just to be respectful and fidel. In that sense, look at it. The dogs are talking, Rumi will jump in and will say, Almighty the God is proud of a fidelity. And the next part is in Arabic. Means, la-la-la-la, music, ambiance, all of that for Rumi. When he's enchanted, he remembers that to say something in Arabic, because he knows that even half a sleepy Persians, when you say something Arabic, they have to wake up. Because a foreign language came in and they have to be attentive. And he plays a lot with that. But in here, in the second verse, he repeats that Haq first, then he goes to Huquq. This is that playing with the word that I was talking, you could do in Arab language. Ask any Arab speaking fellow, Huquq, you're talking about rights. Or you're talking about, in Persia, the paycheck. But it's plural of haq. Here he will say, when you are infidel, means you are pushing back the haq. you're not in the sight of the hat. And no one's right has a priority to God's right. Double right and right, it goes like this. بی وفایی دان وفا با رد حق بر حقوق حق ندارد کس سبق. Three times. First time is the God. Second, حق is the right. No one's right has priority to God's right. You see? To understand what am I trying to explain to you? It means when I say you should appreciate, I'm not saying you should appreciate that fellow who is giving something to you. Can you appreciate the goodness you receive, because this goodness belongs to Haq. This is a part of Haq. So it requires all the respect we have towards Haq. All of it. God included. Just and justice included. Your right included. All together. Yes?
Thy mother's right arose after that bounteous one had made her indebted.
You see, again, the word hab, but now is mother's right means what you owe to your mother. Means mother, your mother's expectancy. That's, it's not the right now, it's expectancy. Your mother's expectancy is the second one. The first, you owe it to God. Second, you owe it to your mother. You see how he goes and plays with his word haq. The best way, magical way you could do in Persian. Because we could move them around as if they are the same word. Yeah.
Just a question. What is the word for bounteous one?
For what? Bounteous? Yes, but how can I translate it? Karim is the Arabic.
That's
you know what Karim is? Yes.
Yeah.
Karim.
I just wondered what word.
Yeah, the word is Karim.
Yeah. He bestowed on thee a form within her body. He gave ease to her during pregnancy and accustomed her.
Means when I say you owe it to your mother, I don't mean that you should give something to your mommy or you owe your mother really something. Even there, you owe it to God, because she handled you. Why? Because he gave her that passion to handle and to do all of that. So the goodness you receive from your mom, you prefer to say it comes from nature. We believe it comes from God. I don't know which one is looking better here. Let's see what Rumi thinks. Yes.
She deemed thee as a part joined. His providence separated that which was joined. God hath prepared thousands of artifices and contrivances, so that thy mother hath thrown love upon thee.
Uh-huh. Nowadays we could explain it a little bit, I believe, just a bit. In Rumi's time, it was this. He would say, you know, God made your mom think that you are a part of her. So it was a part of me, but the time of birth, just cut it off. Suddenly your mom noticed that, no, you're out there independent. Then, shall I say what he did to your mommy to be that lovely giver? Could you bring them the list of all those different enzymes and that kind of stuff which will bring you to the feeling of motherhood? You know how complicated it is. Today we know, because we know the biology will change in Rumi time. They didn't know that. They thought that this is a machine, working machine. Nowadays, that doctor could explain to you that you go through so many biological changes to have the feeling of a mother. And where that comes from? Your mom decided to pump this or reduce the production of that enzyme or what? Well, we call it nature, yes, naturally comes, yes. And?
Therefore, God's right is prior to the mother. Whoever does not recognize that right is an ass.
And again, here, that ass, but here you will hear it the way that we swear about it. And you're a stupid donkey. Again, all this preparation was that when I talk about here, we are looking for how and information about it and getting closer to understanding, okay? But this haq, do not translate it to one of its meanings. This jewel, this is the worthy stuff that you are trying to receive. Even one sparkle of it. It is not comparable to anything. Let me start like this. Whatever you have, you got from your mommy, right? You cannot deny that. Okay, guess what? Your mommy and all the money, they owe it to another source. First of all, we don't know who is the giver of life. Right? We imagine that source of goodness. If you understand that your mom, you owe your mom something, if you understand that the mothers, they have some rights on the children, if you understand the different social aspects of it, then think. Because whatever you understand about your mom is secondary. Prior to that, there is something. What? What made your mother like that? That's what I'm talking about. Because here we're talking about you remaking yourself. Okay? So, what is this remaking? Having another chance to absorb something. So you should be sure that you're receiving something here, which is life itself is the best. So if you don't show the appreciation, if you don't understand that, okay, thank you, mommy, but the hell with God, if you're like this, you're stupid, sorry. Because if you appreciate what your mommy did to you, you should appreciate what was done to your mommy to be that good, which is what? Ah, your mom has to be good. Aren't there mummies that they are no mummies at all? You could see them. Your mom is good because she learned to be good. She tried to be good. She did the same thing we're teaching to you. Goodness is like that. Goodness comes from goodness, from goodness. Kindness brings kindness and kindness. That's how it works. How dare we to call one fellow creator? And we do that. Because that fellow creates what? Kindness. We know that kindness should be created by a human being. If there is no human being, there is no kindness. Is there? We are the creator. How dare we to call one person creator of kindness? We even compare the people with God. We say we are a copy of that creator because we are creator as well. We create kindness. How? Huh? The kindness goes like this. A fellow will create a cup of kindness. 20 people will drink